heard you calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turned the dial and I strained to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and I have with me a very special guest today. Would you just introduce yourself, please?
Certainly. I'm Dr. Turnbull, Alvin Turnbull, with the Amarillo Water Safety Commission. I'm pretty much charged with the Toxic Creek Preservation Project.
Okay, Dr. Turnbull, it's very good that you were able to be here with us today.
My pleasure.
We are here along the shore of Toxic Creek, and it's hot. It could be the hottest day of the year. What do you think?
Well, they're talking about scaling north of 175, probably by midday. So
yeah, it's hot.
But it's exciting,
isn't
it? Listen,
you got to get some shade. You've got to get out by the creek. I mean, literally, I think half of Amarillo is in the water right now.
Well, and for good reason, as most people who haven't been living underneath a blessed rock know.
And there's a lot of people living under a rock, so
I tried to be respectful. But we're quite excited about the find, and we're hoping today it's going to be a real big day for Amarillo.
Well, you said it, the find. Now, yeah. Dr. Turnbull actually put this all together. He came down to the station. He said, "Charlie, I got something special for you. We found something. We're not sure quite what, but we are going to get it out of the creek. It seems to be some..." Well, describe it for us, what it looks like. I mean, you've had divers
in there. For starters, and in proper respect to the families and all, I mean, it began with the missing crew, and we started to go down into those sewers to see what happened to the inspectors, but by golly, you know, there's a silver lining, because while we certainly haven't seen hide nor hair of them, we did find this just magnificent whatever it is. It's large. It's large. We've established it's big. And that just makes it even more exciting, because you just don't know what could be in there.
So what is it? What is its sort of... What is it made of? Is it furry? Is it metallic?
It appears to be some kind of metal. I mean, again, it's been marinating in toxic waste for a good long while, so Lord knows what the original material might have been, because you have to figure the effect of the toxic waste on the thing is going to kind of leather it up.
Wow,
some.
A real mystery in Toxic Creek.
We haven't seen anything like this since last Tuesday.
So you've got this whole pulley system, and you've got guys over there straining to...
Well, it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. We're really not sure.
You have hooks on this thing. You're not saying what it might be.
Well, we're not saying for probably the best of possible reasons. We don't have an idea yet. We really don't know, and we won't until we get it closer. So we've rigged up a system. We must have, I'd say, at least 500 pulleys out there. It was really something to see them truss it up.
Yeah.
And they're working on it right now. Well,
we've
laid about as much cable as we can around it. The problem is you just don't know if it's just going to squish when you try to hoist it up under its own weight, or if it'll remain intact
I've been down there. It's so sort of silty at the bottom. It's hard to get a look at what you're looking at.
You really don't have any solid footing down below.
And you don't want to be in the creek too long, too deep, because of the bizarre radiated creatures.
Oh, well, you know, too long, my gosh, your skin starts coming off. So, you know, you certainly want to moderate. And parents, make sure you are moderating the time you allow your children to spend in the toxic creek, because, again, it's just not good past about, you know, hour number four.
And you know what? When I was maybe 15, 16, I first moved to Amarillo, as you may or may not know, and you could not even go in that creek. It stunk to high heaven. They had already funneled it into the sewers of Amarillo, but at that time, it still kind of gave off this odor, and it was almost
oh, it did eat the beard right off your face. It was it was pretty pungent.
You could
pungent.
Not go in it.
No.
But because of the work that you have done with the Toxic Creek Preservation Project, kids are swimming in this lake, parents are fishing in this lake, and it's really become a great asset to this community, almost a vacation destination, if you will. Not many folks going on vacation these days, but if they do, I mean, well, Toxic Creek is the place to be. Can you tell me about the work that you and the Preservation Project have done over the years to clean up this Toxic Creek that, might I add, is fed by the Comanche Lake?
I'd be delighted to, Charlie. It really came down to another find. We came across, and God, again, you know, they might have been 50, 60 years old, maybe a century or more, I don't know. We came upon this big crate of circus peanuts. And those things are just the best filters in the world, because you hawk off a little chunk of that
now,
circus peanut.
What are circus peanuts now?
Well, it's that obnoxious, horrible candy you might have read about back in the day. It was kind of orange and just nasty candy, but kids really loved it, and so they made a lot of it. And gosh golly, wouldn't you know, that's what lasted. You know, people always said the big one falls, it's just going to be cockroaches and circus peanuts because, again, there's nothing but preservatives. Mm-hmm. You take off a little piece of that circus peanut, shove each of those bits up those nostrils, you're not going to smell a blessed thing. And that really made the creek, well, it made it livable for everybody.
And you've taken much debris and radiation out. You use the circus peanuts, I guess, to filter.
Well, we really don't know much about how to deal with radiation and all that. We're right now just trying to cut down on the stench.
And I know you take barrels out. You've taken barrels out. Would you say is the most bizarre thing you've dredged out of this here creek?
Probably a 1937 Buick sedan. That was a little weird.
That's a find.
Yeah, that was.
What is that now?
Well, it's a car. It's a four-wheeled vehicle from a time gone by.
Okay.
And it was just
an
amazing thing.
But with like a thing underneath it that made it run by
itself.
It had
metal, a lot of metal with it, and apparently some of the metal pieces enabled it to actually move under its own steam.
Amazing.
Without steam.
I mean, that's the power of the elders. They had they knew more about science than I think ever know.
There are rumors of a greater civilization that may have preceded us and the dropping of the big one.
Well, we're pretty sure they existed. Okay, so but you're in the school of thought that questions that. I understand that. Listen, folks, let me recap. We're at the Toxic Creek today, the shore of Toxic Creek. It could be the hottest day of the year. I'm going to jump in the creek. We're going to take a music break. But when we get back, eventually, we're going to find out what it is that is in Toxic Creek. We're not sure what it is. Everyone here is being very tight-lipped as far as describing what could be in the lake, but you're going to find out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Wasteland Radio.
I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know it. Questionary, my class card too, my baby
house of pleasure. I have a many pretty girls here, and they give you good price for good pleasure. You no regret your stay with my ladies. We have a skinny girls, fat girls, old girls, freaky girls, freakish girls. And if you like a leggy girls, we even have a one with extra leg. But remember, you touch it, you buy it at hourly late. So visit me, Madame Bull, and make your house of pleasure your destination for desire. Find us at intersection of Fillmore and 6th Avenue in New Amarillo.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and we are still here at Toxic Creek. I took a little dip. I'm feeling refreshed. And I'm back here at the microphone with Dr. Alvin Turnbull. Doctor, thank you again for being here with
us. My pleasure.
Now,
Charlie,
I can see it sort of peeking out of the water. This thing, we're not sure what it is. It kind of has stripes on top of it. That's all I can see.
Oh, we know it. We know it's just enormous.
This is
going to be just a huge, huge addition to Amarillo when we
whatever
figure
it is, we should
out what
just
it
put it somewhere just to show it off.
Well, I think first we need to find out what it is,
yeah,
and actually what it physically looks like, and then mm-hmm. we can decide on a place to put it. You don't want to pick a place and have it be too small, and we break the darn thing after we've extracted it out of the creek.
Exactly, and you can kind of see it. It looks metallic, but it's been painted on top. Sort
it's
of?
Hard. It's been marinating.
Exactly.
Been marinating in the juices of the Toxic Creek.
You find a lot of things in Toxic Creek. You pull them out, shoes, cans, bodies. Usually have a greenish kind of tint to them once they've spent time in the creek. So we're kind of just keep that in mind, you know.
Well, it's a greenish tint, and you're never sure what the original shape was, if you know what I mean.
Because of the melting.
Oh.
Because of the acidity and the toxic waste.
I couldn't have put it any better myself without getting too technical to a point, but yeah.
And, you know, I guess we're kind of downhill from several large rivers to the north of us. So radioactive water and bad things kind of just float down towards us and make their way into Lake Comanche and then into the creek. So the creek has kind of naturally become sort of this cesspool. And it's really hard to keep it clean. You know,
no.
I mean, what keeps you going? What keeps you cleaning and what keeps you working to clean Toxic Creek out? Is it the children?
I actually know.
Oh.
I've never been big on the kids,
mm-hmm.
But it's just the love of this town, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, you got something so gosh darn wonderful like Amarillo. You just want to do everything you can to keep it as nice as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We feel just horrible to jinkies about what happened with all that toxic stuff going into the sewers, because the idea had been to kind of clean them out, and it seems we may have overreached.
Yeah, and for folks, you referenced some of our listeners do live under rocks. That's how they survive.
Yeah.
Keeps them cool. If you are living under a rock, you may not know that in long ago, maybe 40 years ago, I guess, the founders of New Amarillo sort of rerouted the creek to flow through the sewers underneath Amarillo. And that sort of flushed out a lot of the nastiness.
Did a hell of a job of flushing out a lot of the nasty down there.
And now it flows into the Red River to the south of us, out into the Deadlands down south. But, I'm sort of digressing, just giving folks a little bit of the history. Can you kind of tell me about the Toxic Creek Preservation Project? What's going on up at that facility, which is a little to the north of us? We're more close to Mather's farm.
Well, we're on a never-ending journey to identify precisely what are the toxins in the Toxic Creek. Now, we all know, because, gosh, you just don't want to throw a kitty in there and see what happens within about 24 hours. It's just not good. So we know it's bad. That much we have established. We established its bed. We issued a fairly lengthy report about a year or so back
to the council.
Read.
Yep.
Yeah. About how bad the Toxic Creek is. So it's a matter now of just deciding: do we all want to get in there with shovels and dredge,
Yeah.
Do we want to try to find some kind of netting and skim the toxins out? Can you skim the toxins out? I really don't know.
But I've seen you're doing all of that, I think. At
well,
least
you
trying.
Don't want to take
you're
a chance.
You're experimenting.
You don't want to take a chance. You just basically, it's like picking up a handful of spaghetti and throwing it against the wall to see if it works.
And now I want to talk about some of the regulations that you set up around for the creek. First of all, the swimming.
Yeah.
You kind of, it's not really a tight restriction, but you tell people that they shouldn't be in the creek for longer than how long is it safe to be in this creek?
About a minute and a half.
A minute and a half. I mean, that seems
much
about
past
right.
A minute and a half, you start noticing that steam that starts coming up, and essentially that's the vaporization taking effect on what used to be your skin.
Yeah.
So probably I would clock it to be safe, minute and a quarter.
Okay. So, I mean, usually what I would do is I'll go in for about a minute, I'll come out for about 3 minutes, dry off, go back in for a minute. That seems to be fine.
See,
I feel okay.
No,
am I
well,
all right?
You're a little translucent, but I think that kind
of
happens.
He's joking, of course.
That no, actually, I can kind of see it beating in there.
Okay. So about a minute and a half. Good for parents to know, and always supervise your child when they're in toxic creek.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could melt up.
Well, I wouldn't put any kid too tiny in there, because if it does eat them up and all that, you're just never going to find a trace.
That's true. Yeah. It'll take bones and everything. But now, there's also restrictions regarding fishing in the creek. Can you tell us about what folks need to know to kind of be within the law when they go out, try to find food for their family, and they're fishing in Toxic Creek? What do they need to be aware of?
Three-Eye Blind is the name of the rules and regulation program. You got to turn a blind eye to anything with more than three eyes. Just kind of figure common sense, it's probably not going to do you a whole lot of good.
Yeah.
So three eyes or less, you're good to go and happy eating.
Now, four eyes, not good. Not
is
good.
That more than three, Charlie? It is, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
There you
okay,
go. Now, so that's how the rule works.
Well, you say eyes, but let's say they have two heads with two eyes on each. What do you say there? That's still four eyes to you.
Yeah, but I think we're talking per head.
Per head.
Yeah.
Oh, per head.
Yeah.
All right.
So as long as there's not more than
two heads, good.
Two heads are fine with more than, but again, you don't want to average more than three eyes per head.
Now listen, hey, this is this thing in the creek is coming out pretty fast.
Well, I was going to say, I think we need to get back to this now, just to end the history lesson for the kids that are tuning in, because this is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
As we look, well, they're exhuming the thing out now, and I got to tell you, I don't know what the heck it was treated with, but it seems to be coming out kind of intact and.
I've never seen anything like it before.
It kind of looks like, you know when you pull the tablecloth up from the middle of the table and you just kind of yank it up like that, everything kind of bunches.
Like a tent almost.
Very, very, very close.
Like what they call a tent.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at right now. I'm seeing that. And
there are hill people to sort of the west who live in something called a PT. And that's kind of what it looks like, a PT.
I think that's that you got that backwards there. It's a TP. It's a TP.
All right. But, you know, kind of like a tent.
Yeah,
tall,
yeah. It's a covering.
Sort of
it's a dwelling.
It's metal.
Well, this looks.
And it's
this
very
looks,
decorative. It's got like a swirling stripe on
it's,
top.
It's a very happy looking kind of
and
thing.
I'm
I mean,
seeing,
if a thing can I'm be happy looking, this is a happy looking thing.
Exactly.
It's got a lot of red and white swirling around on the top there.
I'm happy for coming out of Toxic Creek.
Little hairs on my arm, Charlie. They're standing straight up and saying, howdy do.
Yeah,
I'm,
and it's a
I'm
hot
pretty
day.
Excited.
That's incredible. And there's poles on it that are sort of coming down.
Let's take a look now as it's coming out of the water to really get a visual. It looks like the red and the white thing we were seeing is some kind of lid. It looks like that's some kind of lid, and as they extend it up, it looks like there's not
like a
walls.
Roof. Like a roof.
Well, it's
they're
open.
Just poles.
It's there's poles and it's
and what
open.
What are those
and
things there? There's like things on
those.
The
those things are scaring me a little bit. It looks like there's some seats. Some kind of chair devices
looks like
or benches
designed to sit on.
Well, there's some angry looking things too, Charlie. I don't know if we want to get all that close to this thing right now.
I know that's a horse.
They don't seem to be what?
That's a horse.
By golly, Charlie!
Doesn't that kind of
I
look
think
like one, like a melted horse?
That poor thing.
It looks like a distorted melted horse. Interesting. Okay. Well, all right. So it's on the far shore now. They're pulling it out. Oh, okay. Now, folks, I wish you could be here right now. The crane is moving. This is an amazing feat of engineering right now.
It's very large, Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's...
This crane was actually put together by the Blaze family, who does a lot of development construction in the Amarillo area. I think this is one that they use for building. But they're donating it to the Preservation Project to get this muck out of the lake, or the river, stream, creek. I'll get it.
It's a lot of water, Charlie. It gets us all emotional.
Kinds of water. So they're pulling it out on the far side of the creek.
It seems they've really got it up. And again, if it had walls, then those have been eaten away.
Because
we're looking straight in and through.
It's circular.
It's a roundish thing. And it does
large.
Look like some. I'm thinking it's a church.
Metallic.
I'm thinking it's something for people that
like worship
animals.
Maybe the elders had a strange way of worshiping.
Well, apparently they like you to sit animals. With them, sit on them. Apparently, it looked like I think we're looking at some kind
Folks,
of a
we
seat
could be
right
looking
on them.
At some kind of we don't know this yet. We don't want to speculate, obviously.
Well, I think that's
but
what we've been
is
doing,
likely
Charlie.
A prayer circle of the elders to worship animals, goats, and
word
and
has it in the
horses.
Old days.
Yes.
In the old days, I've done a little studying up on this, and there was a fair amount of animal worship. There was a belief among the primitive people that preceded us here that
I have to disagree. The elders were far more advanced than us. I mean, they had to be to build something like that.
Charlie, they held, rumor has it from some of the pamphlets we've seen, that they believed that this giant rabbit, once a year, was hopping around to children, giving them eggs and candy.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of sense does that make to you?
I have a hard time believing anyone.
What does a rabbit have
that.
To do with eggs anyway, Charlie? Not a lot, does
that
it?
That sounds like, you know, there may have been cults.
These were weird
there
people.
There are cults now. There may have been cults.
Well, this apparently was a whole cult
anyway,
of
all right, we're
angry
getting off.
Animal
I don't
people.
I don't want to start arguing here, but we're looking at this large thing. We know it. It's on the far shore. We are going to get into a new segment right now. My opinion with Arthur Rooney. You all know Arthur Rooney. He's a local resident, lives in New Amarillo. Then we're going to take a music break. You know what would be a good idea, Dr. Turnbull?
Yes, Charlie.
We should get Franklin James over here. He loves the creek. He's got to be out here right now. Let's see if
anybody could put a historical note on it. It would be Franklin.
Let's fan out, find him, the oldest man in town. If anybody knows what this is, what this used to be, at least, Franklin James will know. We're going to find him, take a music break, listen to My Opinion with Arthur Rooney, and we will be right back.
I'm Arthur Rooney, and this is My Opinion. I like Zeds. I know, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But what's crazier? Trying to befriend? Trying to find a bright spot? Or kill first, talk later? Never made a lot of sense to me either. And it doesn't with the Zed because they don't die. You can't kill them. And we have them in an ever-increasing part of our population here in Amarillo. And I say it's high time that we put the prejudice aside and, Billy be damned, reach out a hand of friendship. They're hardly killing anybody anymore. They become fairly cooperative, a little docile. And I'm not necessarily saying that you people have been really cruel to Zeds and... Some maybe more than others, but by and large, I suppose the more I think about it, maybe there's not as much of a compelling reason to have people be nice to Zeds. They do have a bit of an odor, I suppose, and you know, the more I think about it, you're probably treating them exactly as they should be. So I'm just going to end this right there. My name is Arthur Rooney. You know where I live. Don't hurt me.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? if I didn't care? Would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
It's gonna be a great night at Old Amarillo, right down at Dirt Field. It's Death Ball Night. Come on down to 3rd and Lowe Streets tonight. We'll be tailgating. Tailgating featuring dead birds and radioactive water cocktails. Courtesy of the Amarillo, your Amarillo Barbarians, who are taking on the South Texas Monstrosities. Tonight, somewhere around 8, 9, 10 o'clock, whenever they get around to it, it's at Dirt Field tonight. Come down to Old Amarillo, where all the seats are cheap.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. We had a music break there, and we also heard from Arthur Rooney. That's the first segment, my opinion. And that's about, you know, Zeds, thinking about them in a different way. They may be flesh-eating monsters, but, you know, maybe some of them aren't so bad. Hey, listen, you know, don't hurt Arthur Rooney. That's the important thing. He comes out and he gives his opinion. It's important we respect that. It's important we have a free dialogue, you know, even though we're all carrying around large amounts of weaponry, you know, let's all be civilized. Anyway, I'm getting off on a soapbox here. Let's get back to what we're doing here at Toxic Creek. We are on the opposite shore. We are standing and looking at this monumental, dripping thing. We think it might be some kind of altar to the gods of the elders.
I think that exactly is what we're looking at. This is obviously a religious device. It's something maybe that the people use to communicate with their
god. I can't imagine it being for any other use, but we don't have to imagine. We don't have to wonder anymore.
This is exciting.
Hopefully. Franklin James is here, and he looks kind of like, he looks like he recognizes this. He kind of looks that way sometimes just walking around.
He started picking up speed as he was approaching the thing.
Yeah. So we don't know. You never quite know. He's very old.
And he was going downhill. That could have accounted for the speed.
That's true. With the older folks, inertia seems to take hold much easier. But he's here with us right now. Let me just scoot over. Get up to the mic there, Franklin. So how are you today?
I'm good, just cooling off. I love the cool waters.
I just want to thank you for being here, and you seem to know what this is. So, what is it?
Well, I recognize it. You see, when I was a young lad, this was in the before times, you see, before the end, and we all blew each other to smithereens, I worked a carnival.
What's a carnival?
Well, a carnival is kind of like a place where people would come together and weird strangers would set up these giant metallic killing machines. And see, in those days, people liked killing machines. They had a lot of fun with them. They'd hop on them and hope that they were thrown off into the air and smashed on the ground. But anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. I used to work at a carnival, and this was one of the most popular rides or attractions at the carnival. It's called a merry-go-round.
Why, there doesn't seem to be a person on this contraption.
Yeah, now,
why,
can you...
Why would be Mary anything?
Can you explain to us who this Mary is?
Let me think. Mary Go... I think it was named after, maybe she invented the thing? I don't know, but it go round. That's why they call it Merry Go Round, because a Mary would get on it, or whatever your name is, and you would go round. You see what
so
I mean?
So you walk in between all of the animal replicants?
Is that kind of like a sort of a ceremony, like a worshiping ceremony, is walking around in this circle around those poles and
the make it very
animal?
Challenging to wind yourself around all of that.
No. There's no worshiping or ceremonies. It's just for fun, for the kids. They like it. You see?
Wouldn't they rather play in the out in the field or something, or in the creek?
You're saying this goes
okay, all right.
In a circle. It doesn't seem to have much point.
No.
You're going to wind up exactly where you started.
If this is like the sort of one that I worked, it was what you called nuclear power, which means that it runs pretty much forever because the battery has a very, very long life, like a bajillion centuries or whatever that is.
Mr. James, are you saying that this device might actually still work?
It may. If the creek hasn't eaten away at the battery that's deep inside, I think it might work. Let me see if I remember correctly. Let me hop up on here.
Careful now, Mr. James.
Right, keep the mic on him. Yep, all right.
I think it's down here. I think it's under here. Let me just,
Mr. James is looking for something in the religious device, and... what did you find, Mr. James?
Now stand back. If you're gonna get on it, get on it.
What's it gonna do, Mr. James?
Get off of it. Ready? 1, 7, donkey. Oh, my gosh.
It's magical.
Oh, whoa.
Beautiful.
Folks, this thing is moving.
Never seen anything like it.
It's moving in circles and, oh, what is this? It's like a music.
It's a choir
Who's
of
playing
angels.
This music?
It's a choir of angels.
It's
it is a religious thing.
It's coming from the speakers in the thing. It's called a speaker because they spoke to you with the music and the players.
Who's speaking to us, Mr. James?
I don't know. The elders and their music. It's beautiful. It makes me feel so young.
I need to sit down and cry.
Folks, I guess you get on this horse here. Oh, my. This is Wasteland Radio. You have to come down to the creek. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.